Nashville, station on 2 for ELC6.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, looks like ELC6 should be back up on run and running. When I found it, it had all good power chains. It looked like it was stuck partway through a reboot. It just had up like the splash screen that pops up when you first reboot it, but it was just kind of frozen there. So I just gave it a quick press of the power button, and it looked like it rebooted and is back now at the waiting for Windows login screen.
We copy all. Thank you for that data, and we are seeing good communication here on the ground. Thank you.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it. Houston, station on 2 for Dragon Pack.
We are with you on 2.
Hey, good morning, Huff. I'm working on step 60.05, and I had a question for you guys about 4.0 CTVs.
All right, we're following along at step 60.05. What's your question?
Yeah, so it says to grab 3 4.0 CTVs from the pantry, but in our PMM pantry, we've got a nice, it is a 4.0 CTV, but it contains empty 4.0 and 3.0s, and there is currently only one empty 4.0 CTV in there. I did see the note you guys sent. I'd asked a question about whether we really needed these CTVs, and you guys had replied to me in the daily summary over the weekend that, yep, we do actually want 4.0 CTVs. So I have two questions for you on that. One is, how many empty 4.0s are we tracking? And if it really is desired, I can break down that 4.0 that's currently used as our empty 4.0, 3.0 pantry, and I think we might have a couple other 4.0s that are in use as sort of pantries like that. Or whether we do have a few extra empty 3.0s, what's your preference for what I do here? It's also possible that there is a bag of 4.0s somewhere that I just am not aware of. I did a quick look through the PMM, and I didn't see one. I saw a bunch of empty 1.0s, but I'm not aware of any extra 4.0s that we might have on board unless you guys have a place for me to look.
Thanks, Chris. We copy your questions. Give us just a couple of minutes to round up that answer for you, and I'll get back with a solution.
Copy that. Appreciate it. And also, just for your guys' essay, since I'm going to be in and out of Dragon a bunch, I put the node through Cam 2, just pointing at the Dragon entrance, so you guys can are welcome to come on board with that, and hopefully that'll give you some essay as to where I am if I don't answer your calls.
Copy. Thanks. We'll get that routed down. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and 4.0 CTBs.
It's you on 2.
All right, Chris, thanks for letting us know that the PMM CTB pantry didn't have those three. I think we've got another location where you can look for plenty of 4.0 CTBs. That's going to be in Cygnus. Up near the hatch, we have it located dead center of corridor, but Cygnus deployed. There's a 4.0 CTB, serial number 5108, labeled empty 4.0s, and we're tracking, there should be at least 7 in there right now.
Copy that. In the Cygnus Corridor, 4.0 5108, full of empty 4.0 CTVs, sounds like a great place to look. That'll take me a minute to disassemble the Node 1 couch, but I think I'll give it a check in a second. That sounds like a great place to look. Thanks.
We copy. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm headed into Cygnus for a little bit, and I am all good on water.
Copy that. Thank you, and thanks for looking ahead.
Absolutely. And Houston, station on 2. I found that 4.0 5108. It was actually right near the top, so that's great. I'm going to relocate that bag to the PMM and probably just unpack it into our pantry just for your essay.
Copy, Chris. We are happy with that plan.
Houston station on 2, Potential Water.
Over to the Sergei. We are with you on 2.
Morning. I am working procedure 2.735 and step 2 have completed. UDV number 1492 is empty.
A copy. That is a good serial number. In step 3.2, your estimated offload time is 29 minutes, 29 minutes. You are go in step 3.3.
Copy, 29 minutes, and go to step 3. Step 3, have completed.
Houston copies, thank you.
Thank you.
Houston, Dragon Pack.
We're with you on two.
Yeah, there is a Norris tank in the Dragon basement, Norris tank serial number 45, that we've been kind of moving in and out as necessary to get access to some of the basement packing stuff. It looks to me like all the stuff around it is now in its final configuration. I just wanted to double check with you guys whether I should get that in, you know, sort of get that firmly and more permanently secured, or whether we're still going to be moving that guy in and out.
Checking. Chris, give us just a couple minutes. I'll get back to you.
Happy that. I'll keep working, and look for an answer in a few minutes. And Houston Station on 2 for Dragon Pack.
Go ahead on 2.
Just to follow up to that Norris tank stowage question, I probably should have also asked. I put in 8.0 in there that I just finished a step for, and put photos of that on SSC-13. And before I strap that Norris tank in, if that's what I should be doing, I'd appreciate a check of the strapping on that, and that you guys are happy with that first.
Hey, Chris, we love your suggestion. However, we don't have the people we need in the MCC right now to get those photos right away, so it would have to be done later on today.
That is no problem at all. I'll just leave the Norris tank kind of temp stowed, not fully strapped in, and we'll deal with that later. Thanks, that's no problem.
And Chris, if you can still hear me, we are going to be waiting on SpaceX to get a final location for that Norris tank, and so you can expect to see the stowage and strap down steps for that tank in StowTrack at a later date.
Copy that. That's super helpful. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sergey and Yede Bay.
Hey,
Sergey, just giving you a heads up. We are about 90 seconds out from a 13-minute LOS, and so you have a go in step 6.1 for Yede Bay teardown.
Copy. I'm ready for work with step 6.1. Houston Station 2.
What?
I set regeneration station position, and I'm ready for step 7.
Go ahead.
Copy. Houston Station on 2. Control water.
We're with you on 2.
I finished filling KDV, and I completed step 7.
All right, we copy that step 7 is complete. The transfer hose is disconnected from the PWD, and system bypass valve is back to rehydration station.
Right. Thank you.
Munich, station on 2.
And this is Munich. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning, Norbert. I just wanted to check in. I assume this is totally okay, but the 5/32nd hex head driver is missing from the Columbus toolbox. I assume it's okay if I just use another hex head driver. We have a couple of them crew deployed around.
That is, of course, affirmative, but we did not track that this one was missing. Okay, let me see. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not in there. I'm guessing somebody must have taken it at some point and maybe not put it back, unfortunately.
Of course, with these small tools, you never know exactly. Okay, good. Anyhow, thanks for the hint. We will take note of that. And, of course, whatever you find that is reasonable, 5/32 in your vicinity, please use it.
Absolutely, and will do. Thank you.
Welcome.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, heads up, PWD is go for use.
Copy, PWD go for use, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Munich, station on 2, I am complete in step 6 of 1.101. The helium valve indicator is open green, and argon valve 1 is closed red, and argon valve 2 is closed red.
And Munich copies. Thank you, Chris. So obviously you managed to get all tools together, and we have a good configuration. Thanks a lot, and have a nice day.
No problem. Have a great day as well. Munich, station on 4 for the SUP4 GFCI reset.
And this is Munich. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just wanted to make sure I did everything as expected, and also had one report. So connected to SUP4... on J1, there was a 120 volts power strip. Three of those were going to cobalt bricks, going to loads with no GFCI. One of those was going to a 120 volts AC inverter. And on that, I had one GFCI, which I reset. However, this GFCI, it's serial number 1040. The LED light on it does not appear to be working. I did see that the light on one of the downstream power bricks did turn green after I reset it, but the GFCI has no indicator of status, or the status indicator is blank.
And I copy all. Essentially, then this would go to Houston, this information, as it's their cable. But I understand everything else is fine, but this one GFCI cable, the LED is not working anymore, correct?
Yeah, it appears to still be correctly passing power, because after I reset it, there's a downstream W cable, and attached to that is there's a power brick attached to one of those outputs, and the light turned green on that after I hit reset on the GFCI. However, the light on the GFCI cable itself did not turn green at all, so it looks like it's passing power and resetting appropriately, but not indicating.
Copy all. Very good. And just a little go back on the, let's say, EML activity. What tool did you use when you were opening now the deck rack?
I just used a crew deployed 5/32. I have one that I just carry around with me. So I used a 5/32 hex head in my pocket.
Copy. That's good if you're always equipped with that. Excellent. Thank you.
Yes, we need it for house cleaning on the weekend, so most of the crew have passed down from crew member a pocket 5/32 to just carry with us.
Very good idea. Okay, and let's say maybe Houston has a follow-up then on the GFCI cable, but at the moment, I guess, if it's working, we should be in a good config.
Yeah, it looks like the only loads that were downstream of that GFCI, there's a power brick that I hit. Right. It's not obvious where it goes to. I could trace it, but there's a green light on that. And then the other end of that goes to a USB power hub. But I don't think anything is plugged into it at the moment.
Copy all. Thanks for the good report.
Problem.
Hey, and Chris, Houston here. We copy all as well about the GSCI, and we'll pass it on whenever everyone gets in.
Thank you, Houston. Sounds good. Houston, station on to Fortoka.
Chris, we can verify steps 1 and 2 of your WRS analysis, and you're going step 3 if that's what you're asking for.
Read my mind. Yeah, thanks very much, and welcome.